This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, June 27th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. A deal on boosting the mill fee. Ag commissioners warned of pesticide bills. An FY25 spending bill rolls back H-2A wages. Ag strikes a compromise on boosting mill fee. A broad coalition of farm groups and chemical manufacturers have dropped their opposition to a proposed increase to the mill assessment after securing new amendments. The legislature recently rejected the Newsom administration's mill proposal and instead rallied behind a policy bill that would do the same, but with critical legislative oversight. After hearing concerns over accountability from both ag and environmental justice advocates, Assemblymember Eduardo Garcia Cucuchella has added a set of guardrails within AB 2113. This week, he tightened up that language ahead of a Senate ag hearing. The administration's proposal would have enabled the Department of Pesticide Regulation to enact additional increases in 4 years. AB 2113, however, would cap such increases unless DPR returns to the Capitol for prior approval. The bill would also require DPR to meet certain timelines for registering new products and to report annually on that process. Farm groups have worked closely with Garcia as well as administration and legislative leaders on the bill. The measure has gained bipartisan support and in August faces the legislature's fiscal gauntlet with a key appropriations vote. Ag commissioners press lawmakers to tone down the rhetoric. Lawmakers who follow AgriPulse opened their newsletter on Wednesday to find a press release from the California Agriculture Commissioners and Seedlers Association. Executive Director Lindsay Carter warned them that, quote, dramatic testimony on pesticide bills makes it seem, quote, as if our system of pesticide regulation in California isn't working. But nothing could be further from the truth, she said, before explaining the state's robust regulatory process and enforcement. She seized on the Department of Pesticide Regulation's annual monitoring report from May, showing 97% of produce carried no detectable pesticide residue. According to Carter, bills to boost regulations to make people safer are not grounded in science. Too much regulation, quote, can actually detract from this goal by stealing attention from critical safety issues. House GOP looks to roll back H-2A wages. House Republicans have released a draft fiscal 25 funding bill for the Labor Department that would reduce H-2A wage rates to the 23 level and freeze them there for 2 years. The average adverse effect wage rate this year, $17.55 an hour, up 5% from last year. The FY25 labor HHS funding bill also would suspend new rules that tighten protections for H-2A workers and address other issues. The bill would cut funding for the Labor Department's worker protection agencies by $193 million to $1.7 billion for FY25. The wage and hour division would get a cut of $25 million to $235 million. OSHA's budget would be slashed by $75 million to $558 million. Now keep in mind, the cuts and wage freeze rate would be dead on arrival in the Democratic-controlled Senate. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. California meat processor staffing agency settle with DOL on child labor use. A Los Angeles area meat processor and staffing agency will surrender over $327,000 in illegal profits from products connected with child labor. That's according to the Labor Department. A&J Meats and The Right Hire reached a settlement with the agency after a federal judge in Los Angeles determined the companies employed and endangered children as young as 15. The children were tasked with using sharp knives, working inside freezers and coolers, and scheduled to work past 7 o'clock on a school night. In addition to surrendering profits, the companies will pay $62,500 in fines. A&J Meats and The Right Hire knowingly endangered these children's safety and put their company's profits before the well-being of these minors. Western Regional Solicitor of Labor Mark Politan said in San Francisco in a statement, "These employers egregiously violated federal law, and now both have learned about the serious consequences for those who so callously expose children to harm." Take note. The settlement comes as the meat processing industry is under increased scrutiny by House Agriculture Committee Democrats over the use of child labor. On Wednesday, some House Ag members met behind closed doors to discuss that issue. Vilsack continues to blast House Farm Bill plan as unrealistic. USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack says the House Agriculture Committee needs to regroup and present a practical, not political, farm bill. Talking to reporters after speaking to the Clean Fuels Alliance America yesterday, Vilsack reiterated his claim that the bill is funded by budget gimmicks. Without a more practical solution, he said, a farm bill is unlikely to get a majority support in either chamber. Specifically, Secretary Vilsack criticized the bill's cut to nutrition funding and the restriction on USDA Commodity Credit Corporation spending authority. Vilsack said he stayed within the law to use the CCC to support popular programs among farmers, such as the Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities Initiative. "We've always been conscious of the need to make sure that there's adequate and sufficient resources to help farmers out," said Vilsack. "So I think there are a lot of arguments here for the House to take a step back and to be a bit more practical about their approach, because they have a deficit and they can't use an invisibility cloak to mask it." Now keep in mind, Republicans argue that the Congressional Budget Office is improperly estimating the savings they can get from rolling back Vilsack's CCC authority. The CBO estimate leaves a large funding gap in the bill. Lincoln, very hard to finish a farm bill this year. A former Senate Ag Committee chair says it will be difficult for the panel to get a farm bill done before the end of the current season. Blanche Lincoln, an Arkansas Democrat who chaired the committee between 2009 and 2011, told AgriPulse Noah Wicks that while, quote, anything is possible, the committee would likely need to move a farm bill by September. So far, there has been no sign the committee is going to do that. "It's going to be very hard to get a farm bill done before the end of session," Lincoln said. "Everybody now is ready to go start campaigning. They know they've got only until October, and that's not just the presidential, but all of the members of Congress. Remember, Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow of Michigan has proposed a far different funding framework than the Republican-led House Ag Farm Bill. But her bill also doesn't have the increase in commodity program reference prices that the House Ag Bill would provide." Finally, here's today's He Said It. We have a full plate. That State Food and Ag Board President Don Cameron, he represents his farming operation, Terra Nova Ranch, and the Salinas Biological Summit this week. Cameron described the tough balance of keeping food affordable while adhering to the highest regulatory system in the world. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, June 27th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.